Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Fighting has erupted again around the Yemeni port of Hodeidah after a United Nations brokered ceasefire failed to take hold. Houthi rebels and the Saudi-backed government had agreed to halt the violence at talks in Sweden last week, but government officials accused the Iranian-backed Houthis of shelling government troops east of Hodeidah just minutes after the truce came into force. A court in El Salvador has freed a woman who spent a year and 7 months in jail accused of trying to abort her baby. The 20-year-old woman, Imelda Cortez, said that she became pregnant by her stepfather, who sexually abused her for many years. Leonardo Russia has more details.
Imelda Cortez said that she began being sexually abused by her stepfather when she was 12. And in April last year, she gave birth to a baby. She says the baby is from her stepfather, who is now in his 70s. Doctors in El Salvador, they accuse her of trying to terminate the pregnancy, which in El Salvador amounts to a charge of attempted murder.
The family of a dying 2-year-old boy in California say his Yemeni mother is being prevented from visiting him by the Trump administration's travel ban on visitors from 7 mainly Muslim countries. Doctors say Abdullah Hassan is terminally ill with a brain disease. The boy's father, who was born in California, brought him to the U.S. Saad Swilem is from the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
They've been actually waiting for over a year to try to get her to be able to come here. Just a few months ago, they finally realized, you know, we can't wait much longer. So the father went ahead and brought Abdullah here to the U.S. in hopes that he'd get medical treatment. And in the meantime, his wife would be able to get her visa situation rectified and come join them. But instead, it's taken a turn for the worst. And now we find ourselves with Abdullah here and his mother unable to come be by his side.
A judge in the U.S. state of Missouri has ordered a convicted deer poacher to watch repeat screenings of the Walt Disney film Bambi as part of his sentence. Generations of children and adults have been reduced to tears by the cartoon film of Bambi, released in 1942, in which the young fawn's mother is killed by a hunter. Here's Anthony Zahra.
A judge in Missouri has sentenced Dave Berry Jr. to watch the film once a month during a year-long jail sentence. Berry's been convicted of illegally killing hundreds of deer and taking their heads for trophies. Officials said it was one of their largest ever poaching investigations.
World News from the BBC.